Hey, newbie. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. I forgot you're just a human. Most of the other employees here have some sort of enhanced senses that let them know I'm coming from a mile away. You okay? You sure? Because you're kind of giving me that, oh God, please don't kill me look. First time meeting a snake girl? Don't worry. We don't bite. Much. Hey, what are you doing here so late anyway? Everyone else went home like 2 hours ago. Ah, Lynn asked you to stay behind and move some supplies around. Really? The secretary asked you to do that? She said you needed to work on your endurance? Okay, that's weird, but whatever, she's your boss. While you're doing your exercises, would you mind helping me shelve some books? The bookkeeper went home for the night, and we just had a lot of new ones come in today. You're the best. Thanks. Here, this cart has all the books for the section. They're already labeled properly, so just put them in the right spot on the shelves. I'll be back in my office finishing up some inventory so we can get the rest of them put away tomorrow. Come see me when you're done. Wow, you're faster than I thought. You might be a natural when it comes to library work. No, I'm serious. Most new hires take months to get used to my filing system, and you've got it down in a matter of weeks. Must be all that time you've been putting in after hours. Those endurance exercises really keep you busy, don't they? You've been staying late to do some studying after work? A man after my own heart. Nothing. Hey, would you like a drink? One of the perks of having your own office is that you can stash booze at the workplace. Here we are. Do you like vodka? Excellent. How about snake venom vodka? No, it's not my venom. The girl from the front desk thought it would be a funny gift to give for last year's Christmas party. Careful, it's got a bit of a bite. Sorry, I know that was terrible. Yeah, I have venom, like most lamia, but it's not really all that dangerous to anything but small creatures. At least, not in the dosage from a single bite. Hang on just a second. Artemis is coming to say goodnight. Thanks, Artemis. Have a good night. Nope, just hanging out after doing a little bookkeeping. Tell that husband of yours hello for me. Okay. She's so sweet. How'd I know she was coming? Oh, I can feel the vibrations in the ground to give me a better sense of my surroundings. It's like having an extra set of eyes anywhere there's lots of movement. Yeah, it is pretty cool. It lets me sense all sorts of stuff. Underground caverns, little creatures running around in the woods, the secretary and her new assistant fucking in the supply closet every Tuesday and Thursday. Oh, don't choke on the vodka. You really don't want that going down the wrong pipe. Yeah. I've known for a few weeks now, ever since we started getting in these large shipments of new books from the Sword Coast. I've had to stay late every night. I guess Lynn never noticed because I usually just leave out of the back door of my office at the end of the day. Or maybe she was too preoccupied with her new toy. Oh no, you look so scared. Don't worry, you're not in trouble. Come here. There, relax. I've got you. I'm sorry, baby, but after listening to the two of you fuck like horny teenagers for weeks on end, I just had to take you for a spin myself. If you're okay with that is. What if Lynn finds out? Oh, honey, don't worry. I don't want to stir up any trouble. I'm not looking for anything but a little taste. So, what do you say? Good. Hold still for me. Shut your eyes. You're not gonna die. Relax. I told you, my venom isn't harmful to anything but small creatures. But it does have an interesting effect in humans. That look on your face tells me it's already starting to have an effect. You're starting to look a little flushed. Why don't you come sit over here right on my tail? It's okay. It's a lot sturdier than you might think. You're starting to get a pretty noticeable bulge in your pants. Looks painful. Here, let me help you. My gods, that's the hardest cock I've seen in a long time, and it's practically throbbing. Oh, I'm not gonna touch it. Not yet. I'm still waiting for my venom's other effects. Plus, I am absolutely loving watching you squirm in anticipation. Do you feel it yet? Like your whole world is slowing down. That's my venom working its way through your veins. It causes small creatures like mice to become completely immobilized, but larger creatures simply experience a soothing sensation, almost a dreamlike state. I can't get enough of your face. Your eyes are so wide, just like a little mouse. That gives me an idea. Look into my mouse. Focus on their deep purple color, the slight swaying of my body right in front of you. That's it. Forget about everything but my eyes and the feeling of my hand on your dick. Do you like that, little mouse? Say it. Tell me exactly how much you want me to keep going. Oh, yes. Now keep looking into my eyes while I reach up with my other hand and gently play with your nipples. Oh, fuck that moan. That was the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life. You're getting lost in this pleasure, aren't you? Oh. Oh. Careful now. You almost slipped off my tail and fell to the floor. Are you having trouble staying focused with my hand stroking your cock? Here, lie back. I'm just gonna wrap my tail lightly around you and hold you up myself. There we go. I've got you, little mouse. What's that? You have to speak up, dear. What's happening to you? Well, other than my venom pumping through you, when you looked into my eyes, I used a little trick my species uses to hypnotize our prey. Keeps them from scampering off before we get too close. Don't worry. I'm not gonna make you do anything you don't wanna. I'm just gonna use it to make things a little more enjoyable for you. Speaking of which, I think you might enjoy my mouth a little more than my hand on your nipple. This must feel like an eternity to you. The way you slowly shiver when my fingers glide over the tip of your dick. It's giving me some fun ideas. I'm gonna lift you up slightly with my tail, just high enough to tease your cock with my lips. Oh no, little mouse. I'm not gonna suck you just yet. Did you know that lamia have prehensile tongues? Wrap my tongue all the way around your cock and just jerk you. You can't be so loud. If you can't keep your voice down, I'll just have to cover your mouth with the tip of my tail. That's better. It's okay, little mouse. You can scream as much as you need to now. Shh, 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 shh. Quiet, quiet. Shh, keep it down. This is a library after all. Tell me, little mouse, have you ever had a woman who can give you a blowjob and stroke your cock at the same time? Your whole body is twitching in my tail, and I can feel your drool running down the tip. You can't even scream anymore. Did I break you, little mouse? Come on now, I can't return you to your boss like this. Is that the best you can do, those little squeaks? You really are my good little mouse, aren't you? I guess I've kept you on the edge for long enough. And I think if this goes on for too much longer, you really might lose your mind. Give in, little mouse.
taste you on my tongue. Mm-hmm. I need to know what you've been giving that slutty little dragon all this time. Mm-hmm. Yes, come for me, little mouse. Mm-hmm. Hurry up before you're lost in this pleasure forever. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna suck on the head of your cock and jerk you into my mouth using my tongue. My, I see why she tried to keep you a secret from the rest of us. You should be careful, though. That succubus at the front desk was asking about you the other day, and she can be slightly competitive.